What's so tough about being a monk in a monastery? This is Dr. Roberto Byerly, abbot of the Absolute Monastery here in Campo, California. What's so tough about being a monk in a monastery? Well, being a monk in a monastery is really quite a charming experience. You have a program that's all laid out for you, and you carry out this program of meditation and study, of relaxation, of dining, of sharing with your fellow monks. It's a beautiful, wonderful program that is very easy to follow. And everyone who comes to the Absolute Monastery, or any monastery I presume, and would like to follow the program, has it very well laid out for them, and it's up to them to do it. Now, here in the Absolute Monastery, we have a philosophy that is very definite, as I'm sure every other monastery does too. And our philosophy says that thoughts are things, whatever thought or word you have in your consciousness is what you're going to experience in your life. And it's not a matter of listening and meditating and praying. It's a matter of practice. Listening, meditating, and praying are very, very important, to be sure. We listen, and we take the first thought that comes to our consciousness. We meditate on it, and we pray about it. And we then do the most difficult thing, and that is to act upon it. To act upon our first thought means that we have to have confidence in ourselves, have confidence that the divine in us really does speak and reveal our first thought. The divine in us really does share with us its grandness and its allness and its isness that we are in us. So, as in an illustration this morning, the comment was made that you should just believe in yourself and follow what you believe. And the comment was made about marriages and how so many people live together these days and are not married, how such a large percentage of the population is having that type of experience. And they said, well, it's being yourself and having fun, and it's doing what you feel you should do. And as they said, it's no progression. And I said, well, the biggest thing is no responsibility. Because when you make a commitment to yourself or to another that you're going to be married and you're going to have a standard marriage with all of the things that it entails, and you're going to have a marriage that is going to have happiness for both of you and fulfillment of every delight of your sharing heart, then that's great. However, to do that means that you give up a lot of other things. You give up a lot of your personal going and jumping and doing what you want to do because you have another person in your life now. You have somebody else that their opinion counts, and the two of you work cooperatively to do the things that you think are important. Being a monk, you have that responsibility to yourself too. Being a monk, you realize that your thoughts are important, and that every single thought you think, individually or collectively, no matter what, every thought that goes through your mind is a reality from your world. Now, do you have the ability to say that I will live whatever my first thought is, I will express whatever my first thought is, and I will be whatever my first thought is? Or do you have the feeling that you have to say, oh no, oh no, I will not do that. I will follow only what I want to follow and do only what I want to do? What is it that you say for yourself? Could you be a monk in a monastery and absolutely follow the teachings of that monastery? absolutely follow the idea that it is done unto you according to your belief. Absolutely follow that whatever words you speak or think or act upon are what it is. Now, if you say, I am a divine being, that's a lovely thing to say. Can you say, I am a divine being, and in saying you're a divine being, be a divine being? Well, you can if you practice it. Can you do things that are in the now? Oh, well, I remember in the past this happened, in the past that happened. Well, you see, being a monk is living in the now. Being a monk is acting in the now, responding in the now, only to the now experiences that are going on in life. Nothing else, nothing more, nothing less. Being a monk is doing the now lifestyle. And if you do the now lifestyle, what you do is you let go of all possession. You let go of all responsibility. You let go of all would-be, could-be, can-be, tomorrow, yesterday, and live in the now. And living in now, you live in an absolute awareness of happiness, peace, joy, harmony, goodness, because that's all that you have chosen, I presume, to create for yourself. That's all I have chosen to create for myself. And so, as we live in the now, and live in this absolute feeling of happiness, unconditional love, where does the problem come up? Well, do we look at the other monks in our monastery and see them doing anything that we do not approve of? Number one, that's none of our business. And number two, how could they do anything that you don't approve of when they are a reflection of your consciousness? If we really believe that, and this is what we teach, if we really believe that, then we have to get our act in order. We have to take responsibility for that which we have said we don't like. If we look at the world and see anything in the world unlike what we would enjoy having it be, then that's our creation. As if we look in the world and we see it being what we like it to be, that's our creation too. We are the creator of the wind that we hear as I'm walking the meditation path here. We are the creator of all these things that would make it more difficult for us to hear, understand, and follow the concepts that we're sharing here. But really, if you say, I am the pure white light of love, and you say all is in divine order, and you say all is still, then so be it. But we don't do that. We live yesterday, tomorrow, and forget about today. Forget about the now. When we begin to live in now, we begin to recognize that we are the greatest beings in the universe. And that as a monk in a monastery, we are indeed not a monk in a monastery. We are spiritual lights glowing wherever we may be. If we are in the monastery, we glow as a spiritual light, and everyone around us is illumined by our presence. If we go into the village or the town, or if we go anywhere at all, we are that spiritual light, and everyone looks at us and says, isn't that a lovely person? They have no idea who we are. They have no idea what we're thinking. They have no idea what's going on in our being, in our life, in our times. All they do is look at us and say, I feel good vibrations here. Our vibrations at all times can be so powerful and so good and so beautiful that that's what everyone feels. We talked about having a German page for our syllabus and for our gist each month or each quarterly, and as we thought about that, right away problems came up. Well, how do we do this and how do we do that? Instead of saying, I know that I know that I know. The divine in me knows the answer, and I flow out with that answer beautifully, wonderfully, and now. And as it flowed out with each of them, I made a few suggestions of things that I was aware of. And the first thing that was said was, it can't be done. The first thing that was said was, I want the more complex way. The first thing it said was a lot of things that would limit you. And because these things were the first things that were said, then nothing further took place. And perhaps the Germanization of our homepage may never come about. And if it doesn't, it'll be because we have thought about it and said it couldn't be, instead of thought about it and said it is done. Are you ready to have your life be done? Are you ready to have everything in your life be the fulfillment of all that is good and beautiful? Are you ready to enjoy being revealed now? If you are, then it's just a matter of living in the now. It's just a matter of speaking your word at all times on the reality, not the potentiality, the reality of who you are. And as you do this, it's done. And your life is fulfilled. And everything is revealed in its perfect pattern. Oh, yes. Are you ready to be a monk? All of us are a monk of one nature or another. But in the stillness of our heart, let this experience be revealed to us now. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.